This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. 50 years ago, the idea of harnessing technology to create a better, faster, stronger human was the stuff of science fiction and great television. Today, advances in modern medical technology have opened the door to a new world of technology-assisted human care and recovery at a price tag far, far less than Colonel Steve Austin's team had to pay. Dr. Scott Blumenthal, creator of artificial disc replacement technology, will share how this innovation came to exist, how ADR created a new range of hope and possibility for individuals with back spinal injury or issues, and how the science of spinal care has evolved in many, many ways, far beyond the science fiction possibilities of that long ago TV series referred to. Now, Dr. Blumenthal is a spine surgeon with the Texas Back Institute and the first and only surgeon in the U.S. to devote his practice solely to the research and application of artificial disc replacement. And Dr. Blumenthal, thanks for joining us here today.
Yes, and I'm also old enough to remember Colonel Steve Austin.
Yeah, we certainly do remember, and that does give away our age range for sure on that. Thanks for joining us. Now, I understand that you are the United States' first and only surgeon to specialize in the artificial disc replacement medical procedure. Can you explain what that is and why it is important in the world of spinal health? Let's start there.
Well, let me first correct you, is that I was the first surgeon to do an artificial disc in the U.S. and to quickly morph my practice into artificial disc surgery. There have been a number since that time. I mean, the technology has been around now in the U.S. 23 years and even longer outside the U.S. And we've got a group of excellent, excellent surgeons, both at the Texas Back Institute, as well as a number of places around the country that we meet regularly to advance the science. And hopefully we'll talk about that a little bit as well.
Yeah, thanks for the clarification on that. Appreciate it. Now, on that same note, can you explain what spinal arthroplasty is and why it is different from other spine surgery procedures?
So spinal arthroplasty, and also called total disc replacement or cervical or lumbar, depending on whether it's the neck or the back disc replacement, is a technology that has been used to evolve from fusion type surgery, where you would take out diseased or damaged discs and put in a solid block of bone to keep it from moving. And this new technology allows you to preserve your motion while reducing or eliminating the pain from bad discs in your neck or back.
Yeah, thanks for that response and feedback. Most helpful. Now, who would be the best candidate or a good candidate for this type of surgery? And what type of individual have you most frequently performed spinal arthroplasty on?
So most, it depends on where in the body it is. So in the low back, if we're talking about back pain, it's patients from about 18 to 60 who've had chronic back pain, that being pain that lasts 6 months or more, and have tried a number of different non-surgical treatments that we've all heard of, like physical therapy or steroid injections, things like that. And the pain, it's not a life or death situation, it's a lifestyle situation. And they just can't do, these patients just can't do what they, you know, normally could do before they had this disabling back pain. Those are the best patients. In the cervical spine or in the neck, these patients maybe have nerve issues as well that are affecting the ability to use their arms, or even if it's severe, it affects the balance in their walking and gait.
Again, we're speaking with Dr. Scott Blumenthal, a spine surgeon with the Texas Back Institute and the first surgeon in the U.S. to devote his practice solely to the research and application of artificial disc replacement. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Spinal Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, I also see that you are board certified through the American Board of Orthopedic Surgery. What was your journey to becoming such a leading expert in spinal health and surgery?
Well, I started off as an orthopedic resident. And when you go through training, no matter whether it's orthopedics or wherever, There's certain parts of the body that you find really fascinating. And I found that the bones, the joints, the nerves, the whole complex in the spine from an anatomy standpoint was fascinating. And then the different surgeries to correct problems, it really attracted me to that part of orthopedics, because it can cross the realm of the weekend warrior to the high caliber professional athlete, to just a normal, you know, aging spine. And so started doing that, got interested in spine, did some focused training with what's called a fellowship. And, you know, basically, you know, one of the things that patients would say when they came to see me in my office is, okay, so you're recommending a spinal fusion. Why can't you just replace the discs like they do, you know, hip and knee replacements? And we found this technology in Europe and eventually kind of spearheaded some FDA trials. And that's kind of where the journey began 23 years ago in the U.S. To start this type of research. And a couple of years later, the first discs were FDA approved. And now there's probably 8 to 10 between the low back and the neck artificial discs, different styles, different brands, different types that are approved. And it's become such transformative technology. As patients hear about it, you know, they say, you know, my doc told me that I'm a candidate or I need a spine fusion. Maybe I should look into this artificial disc thing, because, you know, if I can get rid of the pain and preserve the motion, that just sounds like the way the body was meant to move.
Final question for you here. The holidays and summer are on their way. And are there back health tips individuals should be paying attention to as they do head outdoors more frequently?
Well, I will tell you, one of the most disappointing visits my patients have sometimes to see me. And if it's just a basic back problem, you know, I tweaked my back over the weekend, you know, doing some yard work or things like that, or, you know, playing ball with my kids. The most basic recommendation is exercise and weight loss. You know, unfortunately, our society is a bit overweight. So, you know, I spin that into maintaining optimum body weight, make it more positive. But it just comes down to staying fit is what is the best prevention for kind of your everyday low back pain.
How about that? It is quite simple. Just stay fit, and that'll take care of a lot of the back problem issues. Really do appreciate your visit with us here today. And if listeners wanted to get more information on the Texas Back Institute, where's the best place online to do so?
Just Google us, or our website is www.texasback.com.
Easy enough. And of course, you can find that link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Dr. Blumenthal, all the best, and thanks for what you're doing for joining us here today.
Thank you as well.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Scott Blumenthal, a spine surgeon with the Texas Back Institute and the first surgeon in the U.S. to devote his practice solely to the research and application of artificial disc replacement. And for all the details, visit texasback.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.